This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
Any of us who have traveled far from home, we've probably experienced that moment when we found a temporary home in some cafe. And certainly, you know, there's such a history of cafes sheltering artists and writers throughout centuries. But it's also, you know, I think in so many ways it's a metaphorical place. It's an imaginary place. And it's a place where a lot of different stories can come together.
That's how pianist Lara Downs describes the concept behind her new recording, Exile's Cafe, which she believes is a real place for a lot of people, including herself.
The idea of Exile came to me through a few different channels. I think that it started several years ago. I had started investigating the music of composers who were exiled from Europe during World War II and who went to Hollywood and started writing film music. And that, to me, was a fascinating story, musically and personally.
For several years after leaving California, Lara and her sisters traveled Europe, living a very nomadic lifestyle, an experience that she says also impacted this new release.
There was so much traveling during those years. You know, we lived in Vienna, we lived in Paris, we lived in Italy, in many, many places. And oftentimes we were studying in one place and living in another or traveling for concerts or competitions. And I remember really clearly sitting in the car with my mom and my two sisters and driving, and it was nighttime, and feeling like that car was a bubble and it had my world inside it. And that feeling, it's just a very deep feeling, and I think that that's a feeling that anyone who's ever been exiled would know, that feeling of being sort of, you know, isolated in this little bubble wherever you are in the world.
The title track, Tango from the Exile's Cafe, was written by New York composer Michael Saul. Lara Downs remembers being captivated by the work and its title the very first time she heard it.
I imagine maybe this woman who is far away from home and she's been forced to leave the place that she's from. And she's in a cafe and she's remembering the time when she was young and beautiful and everything was beautiful and she was dancing the tango, you know, with her lover and in many better days.
When Austrian composer Erich Korngold came to America during World War II, he redefined Hollywood film music. Lara says his compelling story attracted her to his second sonata.
It's virtuosic and profound, and he wrote it when he was 13 years old, and I wanted to feature that as kind of almost the center of this whole idea and this whole story. But it's also a long piece of music. It's about 30 minutes in all, and so, you know, in the interest of balance and being able to include all of the composers I wanted to include, we were only able to put the first movement on the disc.
Lara Downs says she has a very special connection to Béla Bartók's three Hungarian folk songs that open this new recording.
My very first piano teacher, you know, when I was 4 years old, was from the Ukraine, and she was very drawn to Bartók's music. She gave me the little Ukrainian folk songs that he wrote, and I remember her singing for me the actual folk songs that they were based on. And that was huge because, you know, to have your piano teacher singing the actual songs for you in her native language was something pretty direct.
Kurt Weill was among the first wave of prominent German Jewish refugees to come to America in the 1930s. His modern style of stark realism and profound humanity revolutionized the American musical theater. One of Lara's favorite songs by Kurt Weill is Lost in the Stars. It's the title song from his last work for the stage, written the year before he died.
And I think more than anything, the lyrics to that song just encapsulate this whole story, this whole experience of exile. I've been walking in the night and the day till my heart turns weary and my head turns gray, and sometimes it seems as though God's gone away and left us out here in the stars. And I just think about all the composers on this record, you know, that feeling, the feeling that I experienced in the car in that night, you know, feeling in a bubble, feeling a little bit lost under the big sky. To me, that tells their story very well.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.